Utah just quietly made its residents' home address, name, political party, and voting history available for anyone to buy. Hackers, criminals, political campaign managers, marketing companies, and data brokers, all of them can now purchase a list with Utah residents' information. In this video, I will cover how a state law flew under the radar and why it could be a preview of what's coming for the rest of the country. In March 2026, Utah's Governor Spencer Cox signed Senate Bill 153, also called the Election Amendments Bill. On the surface, it sounds like routine election paperwork, but buried inside are changes that are flipping voter privacy completely upside down. Before this law, roughly 40% of Utah voters had already taken steps to keep their voter registration information private. Utah had generous rules that let people voluntarily hide their records without needing to prove a specific reason, but SB 153 threw that all out the window. Starting January 1st, 2027, most voter registration records in Utah become public by default. This means your full legal name, home address, party affiliation, voter status, which elections you voted in, and even whether you mailed in your ballot or showed up in person is all available to purchase. Now, to be fair, the law does keep some things protected. Your social security number, driver's license number, date of birth, and state ID number are still off limits, so it's not your full identity being handed out. The state mailed letters to Utah voters whose records were previously private. The letter basically said that if you want to stay private, you need to reapply. The thing is, you don't just get to say, "I want my information private." You have to qualify as what the law calls an at-risk voter. That means you're a domestic violence survivor, a law enforcement officer, a military member, a public figure facing credible threats, or someone protected by a court order. If you don't fit one of those categories, you're out of options under this law. One Utah voter named David Yoder said, "I have a real problem with allowing that information to be available for purchase." He said he was even considering whether to unregister entirely just to protect himself. And he's not alone. Now let's talk about what actually happens once this data is out there, because it doesn't just go to political campaigns. Political parties and campaigns can buy it, but so can data brokers. Data brokers can take that list that includes your name and home address and combine it with everything else they already have about you. Your credit activity, your shopping history, your social media behavior. They build a profile on you that's far more detailed than anything a voter list would show. Then that profile gets sold again and again. Privacy advocates are warning this could open up doors for stalking, doxing, and targeted harassment. To be fair, supporters of the bill do have an argument. The bill's sponsor, Senator John Johnson, says Utah's old privacy rules conflicted with federal law, specifically the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which requires that voter records be made available for inspection. His argument is that SB 153 actually brings Utah into compliance with what the federal government already requires. Supporters in the party also point out that campaigns genuinely need voter lists to run effective outreach, to know who votes regularly, who doesn't, and where to focus their resources, especially in the primaries. But opponents fired back that the federal law doesn't require that the records be thrown open to any third party, including commercial data brokers. States have the ability to limit access. Utah just chose not to. Here's the part that should matter to everyone watching. Even if you've never been to Utah, voter registration data is one of the most powerful data sets that exist. It has your name, your address, your political leanings, and your history of participation. Combine that with everything a data broker already has about you, and you get a detailed map of who you are, what you believe in, and where you live. States decide how this data is handled. Some protect it tightly, some don't. And once one state opens the door, others watch closely. Utah just quietly rewrote its rules and made the default answer public. Whether that becomes a trend is something worth paying attention to. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.